The beginning of the 1990s, I suddenly found that life was getting just a little bit dull and a little bit boring. Not to say a little bit samey. I've been teaching for a long time. It was a tough job. And I really, really thought there's got to be something more to life than just working, just doing this all the time. And I don't know exactly how it started or why it started, but I suddenly found that I was putting the music on and just letting myself drift into the music. When it first started, I got this overwhelming desire to draw a picture. And this first picture took absolutely ages to draw. It took about 6 months. And in the end, I'd drawn a picture. And further in the Eternal Wheel, you'll see a picture of it, and it's called Madam. And for some reason, I found that I was transfixed by her eyes. And then words started coming. I'd find that I needed a piece of paper, I needed a pen, and I would start to write. And I didn't have a clue what half of this stuff was. It just didn't make an apath of sense to me. But somewhere in there, I just got this impression that this was stuff I needed to understand and I needed to get my head round. Well, as time's gone on, I have understood a lot of what I've written, and I was quite chuffed not so long ago to actually understand something that I wrote, 15 years ago? In this book, what I've done is I've taken some of the readings and I've put them down as text, and some of them I've actually given to you as spoken pieces. The pictures that I found that I was compelled to draw, I've also included, so you can see those too. Now, this is my journey, and this is my route through to finding me, the whole of me. And although some of it you may not find easy to understand the first time, if you just open your mind and just allow yourself to think it through, you'll find that your unconscious will start to gel with some of the ideas. And you'll start to have revelations and realizations yourself. I want to expand this side because I really do think that we can learn so much about ourselves and about each other, but we're just going inside ourselves and looking deeply at what we really are, what our limits are, what fears we have, what scares us, what pleases us, what makes us feel absolutely superb and what makes us feel absolutely yuck. And the more we know about ourselves, the better we're going to be able to understand and deal and cope with other people. And let's hope that the more that we learn ourselves, the better we can make this place. Anyway, this is my little offering. I hope you enjoy it. Please feel free just to paddle through it at your own speed and go through it in whatever order you want, because whatever order you want is the right order for you. If you want to contact me, then my email is easily accessible, so just drop me a line. Yeah, what else? Have fun, and I hope you learn a lot. Bye.